Thanks so much. I love the way this question, follow-up question is formulated because it exactly positions me to be able to describe some of the features of the Canadian Critical Minerals Strategy, which was announced in December 2022. So we're almost at the two-year mark on really what is a whole-of-government strategy that Canada launched to really be able to go value at it, go beyond, get mines into production that are focused on what we describe as critical minerals, but go beyond just mine production and identify some priority value chains and find partners, investment partners, governments, for our project proponents to create more critical mineral supply and to diversify that supply. And so the way that we're kind of integrating both our domestic or industrial strategy goals and then working with international partners is that we've just included that element as an integral part of that strategy. So central to it is defining our value chain. It's extending from exploration to recycling and investing in value chains with high potential for those national integration priorities. We want to build industrial ecosystems where all stages of the value chain are integrated domestically, but again, back to being such a big trading partner, that's a big piece of the way it's designed. A few value chains that we've identified thus far with high potential for that include the clean technologies, the zero emission vehicle market, wind turbines, solar panels, advanced batteries, hydrogen fuel cells, small modular reactors. The resources we have for critical minerals can also support the information communications ICT sector, including semiconductors. And then we have advanced manufacturing inputs and materials, defense applications, permanent magnets, ceramics, high value added metals, composites, polymers, biomaterials. So these are the ones that through this strategy that we have a particular focus on in terms of how we're constructing, you know, a range of manufacturing and tax incentives. I can't go into all of the details here, but they're very available online. And we also have in place through that strategy specific government funding to help spur infrastructure development in Canada. And I think that's a common thread in other countries as well, where many of our mineral resources are located in remote areas. So we need to go hand in hand with developing our power grids, our transportation links with the to connect them with the location of the mineral resources. The strategy has six areas of focus. One of those six is the Global Partnerships Initiative. It helps advance Canada's role in ensuring more sustainable, transparent, secure global critical mineral value chains. So within that, so far we've allocated $70 million to ensuring and advancing Canada's role interacting with institutions. And that includes our support for the IGF's work, and also the EITI, which many of you are familiar with. A couple of examples of what we've done already trying to deploy that funding. So Canada invested $750,000 in the past year under a Critical Minerals Traceability Projects grant to enhance ESG credentials and transparency of Canada's critical mineral supply chain. Really, that is about trying to work at what are the maybe technology solutions so that we can tackle that very complex issue that I think's already come up this week about transparency and how do you track critical minerals production and where does it travel in the supply chain, and it gets very very complicated very quickly. Again, we're also using some of that funding to do co-investment in specific critical minerals projects. A recent one announced this year involved Canadian government support to a mining company called Fortune Minerals Limited, and that was joined by an American investment of US $6.4 million under the U.S. Department of Defense Defense Production Act, and that money is going to a project that's going to advance engineering and processing that's going to help ensure a North American supply of bismuth in addition to cobalt, copper, and gold. So that's one of a few announcements this year that we're hoping to keep building on, again, tied to that pillar of our strategy. I have a couple of other examples depending on time, or we can cut it there and we can just get into the discussion.